Adam, how much would you say the offense has grown since that week one? How different are they on the field?
Trying to figure out who we actually had for the first game. So we've had so many moving parts. Scheme-wise, we've developed. We know what to do. We're more consistent as far as executing, you know, things the right way. We still have our ups and downs throughout a game. But as far as our, you know, our core guys that have been out there with us the entire time, they've done a good job of progressing in the offense.
What do you hope to see from Kevin Lane? What were your expectations? And what kind of a player did you envision for him?
Explosive guy that could create big plays after, you know, short throws. A guy that has an all-around game from the run game to be a downfield threat underneath catch-and-run type guy. We'll just kind of see how that, you know, if that comes true.
How relevant is the first game against the Packers to your preparation this week?
I think anytime you play a team twice in a season, that game, I mean, it matters because you've kind of shown a little bit of who you are and how you approach their scheme. So, I mean, they have a good idea of what we're about, and, you know, same with us. So, you know, both sides are going to, you know, have little tweaks here and there. The toughest thing is you're on a short week, and both sides kind of look at what they did, you know, in the past and have to try to figure out where are we at right now with what they do on defense.
When you look back at that game and how you guys controlled the ball on the ground and made that an emphasis, is that something that can still apply? And do you consider that important, or is that also a function of development and how now you're 10 weeks into it and can still
be? I think every game takes a life of its own. So it's going to be how are we playing? How are they attacking us? How are we going to attack them? So it's hard to really say right now exactly how that game's going to go. We're going to have to kind of see how it unfolds. Obviously, the weather can change things. So, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a rainy afternoon. So we'll see how that ends up playing, you know, and what we're going to do during the game.
And when you play a team that you've faced before, do coaches in general take it on any level, take that as like a personal, professional challenge, you know what I'm saying, to see if you can win that battle, you know, because kind of an X is an old thing. They did this time, we did that, and that kind of thing. Is it anything like that?
I think there's a little bit of that. It's a big-time challenge because, like I said, they've seen what your first game plan was all about, and now you have to figure out a way to still move the ball and do some things the same but do some things different. And, you know, a defense, a lot of times they have that flexibility to kind of move some pieces around and bring some different type of guys and show some different coverages and some pre-snap looks, and they can really make it, and especially Coach Capers can make it very difficult as far as when he pressures, when he plays coverage. A lot of things look very, very similar as far as the pre-snap looks. So it's a challenge. It's a little bit of a chess match when you play that second game, and that's where you kind of find out if you know where you're at as a coaching staff, and then how your players are going to react to what your game plan is.
And with those thoughts in mind, we've talked before about the, you know, getting an evaluation of where you are, you know, at the break, the halfway point, and, you know, have you developed tendencies and that kind of thing. Did you guys discover some things over the course of the little break that you did have that, you know, maybe you fell into some kind of a pattern that you weren't afraid of?
I don't know if we fell into a pattern. Our issues are coming with who's moving in and out of, you know, our packages. You know, I think our tight end group probably has been our most consistent group as far as the same two guys playing. And Marty, you know, I don't know, he hasn't missed many snaps. So that position's been pretty consistent. When we changed from Matt to Jeremy, that kind of moved some things around because, you know, Matt has all that experience to where you can put so much on his plate. And we took a little bit back off of Jeremy, and then the receiving group has been rotating around, so we're trying to use those guys to their strength. So, you know, the one good thing that has come out of about us playing so many different guys, it's hard to really tell what we're doing from game to game because it's changed every week.
Specifically with Jay, do you sense he's more comfortable with either the personnel or the scheme since that first game against the Packers?
Anytime you've had this many games compared to the very first game of the season, I'm sure he feels a lot more comfortable as far as what we're doing. He's grown, at least I can tell from my aspect of what we're trying to accomplish going into the game and what he's doing with what we have on the field. And we're getting better in his area as far as him controlling the line of scrimmage, you know, fixing some things. If I don't call a great play and he sees the defense doing something, he kind of gets me out of it, which those are big steps. And I think he's just constantly making those strides. And we have a little ways to go. And I just see him progressing very quickly.
And why were you able to run so successfully in the first game? Was that what you guys did or something they did?
I think we hit him in a couple pressures. It's like one of those deals where you call a couple plays at the right time and they call a certain pressure at the right time, and it just fit up right for us. I think Matt made a couple really good runs that there was a very small crease, and he found it, and he had some explosive plays. And then there was a couple plays where Jay put us in good position as far as run checks to, you know, do something good against their defense, whatever they had called at the time, and putting us in a better position than the play that was called.
What does the offense need to do better in the red zone? Is it just a matter of getting playmakers like Eddie Royal and Alshon back?
You know, the first thing that we've done is go back and look at our scheme and see, are we doing wrong things schematically? Where are we kind of falling short? I think one of the things I keep going back is some of these first down calls that I'm giving our guys, I'm leaving them second and eights and second and nines, not really putting us in good position, which, you know, and then all of a sudden there's a little bit of a press on second and nine, and now it's third and nine, and we're not putting ourselves in a good spot, because now we're, when you get third and nine on like the 18, that's a tough down and distance, that's a tough field position, it doesn't have a lot of options, the field's really tight. So I think our guys need to get some better calls on first and second down, and then I need to allow them to be able to make plays on those third and five or less, because I think our guys will. If I put them in the right spot, down and distance wise, I think we'll start having some better improvement in the red area.
Slauson had mentioned yesterday that communication was an issue throughout the game against the Broncos. Did you sense that too, and if so, what was behind it?
I think they did a couple things front wise. You know, we were doing some things with the tight ends, and I think what they were doing with the front was kind of opposite of what we had seen them do in the past, and we were trying to make some adjustments on the fly. There's always going to be a little bit of miscommunication every once in a while, but it's probably a little more this game than what we had seen in the past, and that's something that we need to get corrected.
And how can you do that, or who on the field, if anyone, can sort of take the lead in fixing this?
It's a group effort. It's just everybody. It's communicating everything out. You know, getting Hronis back, we got to get him kind of back in the flow of thing. Matt obviously was feeling really comfortable, and then now he's trying to help direct traffic as well. So it's a group effort, starting with me and then making sure that the line's good with everything, Jay's good with everything, and then really it starts inside, and then we got to make sure we do a better job of communicating our way out.
And we know you didn't have time to really pour over the previous Broncos tape, but when the next time you're in a two-point conversion situation in that situation, how will you avoid having the issue that you had Sunday? How can you fix that without, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's one that you're going to think about, at least I am, for, you know, that one bothers me. I mean, the fact that we were not on the same page on that. And when you practice those plays as much as we do, and especially with the way that feels like the two-point situation's going in the league right now, where you're getting a couple every game, it kind of surprised me that we didn't execute that the way that at least we all thought we were going to. So it's just going back and trying to put our guys in better position as far as, all right, here's our options. Let's make sure that we're doing a better job of communicating, making sure everybody's on the same page. So, I mean, it's a little frustrating because, you know, we've been in that situation before. We've checked plays before and we haven't had an issue. And then all of a sudden, you know, at a critical time, we have an issue, which it's an unacceptable, you know, thing for us to have happen in that part of the game. I mean, we got a chance to put our team in position to go to overtime, and we failed our team.
Without all Jeremy's plays since Matt went out, how hard does that make your job mixing the two together?
Anything. I think anytime you got two really talented running backs, it's not going to be a problem. It's just, you know, you're always trying to find the hot hand. I think Matt Forte getting back, just it's going to be exciting for me to kind of – I felt like we had a good rhythm going when he was in there. Jeremy did a great job as far as stepping in and keeping that momentum going, and now we have a chance to have a really interesting 1-2 punch here with Matt and Jeremy. So we'll just see how the game plays out. It's so hard to predict of, hey, one guy's going to get this many touches, this guy's going to get this many touches. So you just kind of see how it plays out. Just knowing those two guys are back there makes me feel – very comfortable calling plays.
Along those lines, what did Green Bay do well against Peterson in the Vikings last week?
I think they did a great job as far as swarming the ball. They were tackling as a group, and they were relentless. I mean, you just saw them just constantly, you know, they did a good job of not letting him shake free. I know he had a couple good gains, but they did a good job of at least containing him and making sure they got him to the ground.
You arguably your five best available offensive linemen for the Broncos game, but is continuity to blame for the running game struggling like that, or did they just beat you? I mean, is that the next step to get the best five guys in game after game? I mean, is continuity an issue?
I would say no. I would say we played a really good run defense, and they won their fair share. We won a good amount as well. It's just that game was going to be what it was. I mean, that was not going to be – you're playing the number one defense in the NFL. And, you know, it was a street fight. That's what it was. And we had a chance to tie it and send it to overtime. And that was our goal, was make sure that we're right in striking distance in the fourth quarter. I feel like our offense is a, you know, never-say-die group. And, you know, I know a lot – you see, you know, we had a situation where it looked like it was over. We get the ball back. We march down the field. We score a touchdown. And we got a two-point conversion to send it to overtime. So, you know, as far as what we wanted to accomplish that game, I think we were right where we needed to be. It's just we have to finish the game and give our team a chance to go to overtime and see what happens.
Having the young receivers, give me an idea about how you feel about how they've come along.
That group's done a great job. It's not an easy task to get thrown into a new offense, not a lot of experience, and then pick it up, and then these guys making plays. I mean, Q coming out doing what he did this last game against those corners was impressive to see. Josh Bellamy making as many plays as he did. I know Cam's out there. He's battling. So, and I know Mark's not a young guy, but he's, you know, he's basically filling in for Eddie. So that whole group, they've answered the bell. They're trying to make plays. They're trying to make sure they're helping us put us in position to get first downs and score touchdowns. And they've done a great job of making sure they're staying up with everything. And when they have their chance, they've made plays.